Welcome to Financial Services Online Weekly Finance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, joining you this Saturday, the 22nd of November, 2025. We've got quite a bit of news to cover, especially for the consumer and business sectors. We begin with a significant boost for Australian home buyers. Housing Australia has recently widened its lender panel for the 5% deposit scheme. This move presents a promising stride towards encouraging competition in the market and creating more options for prospective homebuyers. On the flip side, it's easing the challenges of upfront costs related to home ownership. The Australian Finance Industry Association has warmly greeted this decision, advocating benefits like a competitive lending environment and versatility in loan choices it brings along. But remember, with more choices at your fingertips, consulting a financial expert before plunging is advisable to avail the most benefits of this scheme. Now, let's turn to a shift in the recreational vehicle, or RV, market landscape. Snowy River Caravans has emerged victorious in the third quarter of this year, clinching leadership in both the imported and RV map categories. The company's surge in popularity signals a growing faith among consumers, as it now enjoys a 16.2% share in the imported category and a 10.2% in RV map. This sure is a departure from the enduring reign of established brands, emphasizing changing consumer trends towards quality and innovation. Remember, a well-researched buying decision is the key to sweet memories on the road. Meanwhile, Jayco sustains its leadership in the Australian RV market with a solid 25.68% of consumer searches in its favor in the second quarter. Despite a minor dip from the last quarter, it's noteworthy that Jayco's market share is 6 times larger than its closest rival. A diversified model range, top-notch craftsmanship, and compelling after-sales support contribute to making Jayco a consistent favorite among RV enthusiasts. However, the domestic RV market has been witnessing a transformation, confronted with a 10% decrease in local production in the beginning of this year, extending the downward trend which took off last year. This is occurring amidst a surge in caravan imports. The growing production costs, supply chain issues, and import competition have added layers of complexity for the local manufacturers. While this gives consumers a wider choice, it's critical to consider factors like quality, warranty, after-sales service, and compliance with Australian standards. To wrap it up, it's been an eventful week in the financial hemisphere. From housing to recreational vehicles, the industry's adaptations and evolutions offer lessons and opportunities. As we move forward, staying informed and making conscious decisions not only benefits us individually, but also has wider implications for our local economy. For more updates related to personal and business loan finance, do not forget to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for tuning in to the Weekly Finance News Wrap. We'll meet again next Saturday with more important updates.